I am terrible at packing for a trip. I've tried it all different kinds of ways. I've tried to pack right before I leave, and usually that means I end up forgetting all kinds of things in my rushing. And I've also tried to pack giving myself a few days, and I'll lay out my suitcase and try to think about everything I need, and I still forget. This trip I forgot a half. That's sort of a basic thing in a sunny area. I can't think of a time where I haven't traveled where I've forgotten something to pack in my bag. Packing is a big deal for us nowadays when we travel, isn't it? We have to have the very smallest kind of liquids. We can't have too much or too little. We have to have enough to get us through our trip, but we don't want our bag to be so big. You know those things you have to fit them in at the airport. Many years ago, before the rollerblades, my grandfather used to say, pack your suitcase and then walk around the block carrying it and then repack it. Because what you think you want to bring, you may change your mind after you lug it around for a while. Human beings naturally carry baggage, spiritual baggage. It is part of how God created us to be. We carry with us our prior experiences, both the good and the bad. As St. Paul says, particularly those things that we realize we've really, really messed up, they tend to stay with us, sort of sitting upon us, weighing us down. If only I had made that decision instead of this decision. If only I had treated my spouse differently. If only I had spoken to my mother and told her I loved her before she died. If only. And these things which we wish we had done better, we carry them with us, and they weigh us down. Now, in the gospel for today, Jesus is very frustrated with everyone because no one understands who he is or what he's trying to do. He says, "You all are like little children. You just don't seem to get it." But on the other hand, God does reveal himself to little children. And then Jesus gives us a very important secret, a clue about how to live in peace with God. Do you see this thing that I'm wearing here? This is called a stole, and it is supposed to symbolize the yoke of Christ. Yoke, a burden, like the oxen used to hold when they pulled something, right? Every human being pulls something behind us. We carry a weight. But the secret that Jesus tells us is that we need to take his weight upon us. Take my yoke upon you, he says, and learn from me. Come to me and take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And in this way, you will find rest for your souls. What Jesus is telling us is that it is true. We are designed to carry baggage. But the secret is that we need to let go of our baggage and put on God's burden. Your mind needs to be consumed and concerned about something. But you will be much more at peace if you are concerned about what God is concerned about and not about your own personal problems. If every day when you wake up, you could not only think about what you need, but think about other people. Pray for other people. Think about what God might want to have happen on this planet. And ironically, you will feel lighter. My yoke is easy, Jesus says. My burden is light. Take on my burden instead of yours. Give me yours. Give me all of your worries, all of your concerns, all of the things that you wish you had done differently. Give them to me, and and you take my problems on. You worry about the poor, about what you can do for God's creation, about people who are sick. Pray for them. You know, it's interesting. I have noticed that when I feel most low or sorry for myself, the best cure is to go visit someone in the hospital who's sick. By putting down my own cares and concerns and taking up the cares and concerns of Jesus, I find myself at peace. Many years ago, I met a man who seemed to really know the peace of God. I was traveling in Russia and researching the Orthodox Church. And there was an Orthodox church that was hidden behind a lot of buildings in Moscow. It was hard to find the entrance. You know, this was before Glasnost and Perestroika, during the time of communism, when the Christians were still very much persecuted. You could be heavily taxed for going to church. Your children could be pulled out of school. So the entrance to this church was around the back, because people didn't want to be seen going into church. And when you walked in this church, everything was falling apart. The floors were warped. There were icons hanging all over the walls, as they have in the Orthodox tradition, but the paint was peeling off the icons. They were in very poor condition. But there was a priest there named Father Boris, and he seemed the most joyful man I had ever met. And I thought to myself, how can this man be so joyful? He's living in the midst of all this poverty. His church is falling apart. The government is persecuting him. And yet, every time I saw him, he had this radiant smile. I was only in college, but I had saved up some money. After all, back then there was nothing to buy in Moscow at the time. So at the end of my stay, on the day before I was to leave, I handed Father Boris an envelope with all of my money, which was American dollars, a rare currency in Moscow, very valuable. And I thought to myself, this is the equivalent of thousands and thousands of rubles. Father Boris can fix the floor, he can repair the paintings. I had all these plans for what I thought he should do with this money that I gave him. Father Boris opened the envelope and, smiled. And then he said, Katya, he called me Katya, can you come back tomorrow before your flight goes out? And I said, sure. So the next morning I come back to the church and Father Boris has these two big shopping bags in his hands. And he says, come with me, Katya, let's go. We get in an old van driven by a parishioner and we drive away from the church. And I'm thinking, what are we doing? We drive to the outskirts of Moscow and through the gates of an orphanage. And we pull to a stop, and all these children, they just come out of the building and they flock around Father Boris. Father Boris, Father Boris, can you give me a blessing? I painted you a painting. And he would bless them and smile and smile. And then Father Boris pulled out the shopping bags. He had taken all of my money and he had spent it on chocolate bars for the children. Every single child got a chocolate bar. And he smiled. And I was furious. This was not the plan I had for the money that I was giving to him. This was frivolous, childish, and silly. But every time he handed a child a chocolate bar, he said, God loves you. God loves you. On the way back to the church, we were driving in the old van and Father Boris saw a stand where they were selling tomatoes. And he said, oh, my wife will kill me if I don't get a tomato. So we had to stop. And for some reason, he took off the big cross he was wearing, heavy cross he was wearing around his neck, and he handed it to me. Hold this, Katya. Hold this. Feel this. So I sat there, holding this heavy cross in my hand, thinking, okay, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? I'm sitting in an old van in the middle of Moscow, holding a heavy cross in my hand. And I realized, this is Christ's burden that you are to carry. Father Maurice knows what it's like to love as God loves, to serve as God serves. And you too, Kate, you need to learn how to hold my burden in your hands. I know, my friends, that everything in our world tells us that we should try to take care of ourselves, eat the best food, wear the nicest clothes, concern yourself with your health and your moods and your well-being. But ironically, that doesn't really work. Because the more we become consumed with our own baggage, the more it drags us down. So, this morning, I want you to think about taking off your weight, all of the things that you wish you had done differently, and putting them aside, for God will control and take care of those things. And take upon you Jesus' cares. Pray for the people that Jesus would want you to pray for. Ask God what you should do next. And in that way, I believe you will begin to taste the peace of Christ.